I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? Episode 78 of the Big Homies House. We got the homies in the building. How y'all feeling? Y'all good?
Yes.
We'll let the homies introduce themselves. How y'all doing?
I'm fine. Yourself? I'm Hunter. Nice to meet you guys.
What's your Instagram?
OG.Hunter_.
Where you from?
Brooklyn.
I knew it was somewhere.
Brooklyn.
Shut the fuck up. You know, corny as shit.
No, that's, I love that song. Fucking hating ass nigga. What's up, y'all? Y'all already know. I'm Bobby.
Who are you?
I'm JoJo motherfucking Alonzo, the baddest Boricua in the game. Hello.
Big facts. What's up?
I'm Alex.
From where you from?
I'm from Memphis.
Okay, Memphis, stand up. Fuck you, son of. What part of Memphis you from?
East Memphis.
East Memphis.
She from L.A.
Oh, cool.
I'm not from L.A.
You live in L.A.?
Yes.
Did you go to high school in Memphis?
Uh-huh.
What high school you go to?
I went to like 3 high schools, but I graduated from Germantown.
Getting kicked out.
Germantown? Oh, okay. Well, I graduated from Mufford, but I went to Craigmont.
Okay, I heard of Craigmont. I don't know about Mufford.
Hello, North Memphis.
I went to Bartlett.
You went to Bartlett?
I was by Cardona.
Oh, yeah, was definitely.
Just from Chicago.
Both. Yeah.
I'm from both.
You're citrus.
I mean, shit, I went to middle school in fucking at Franklin. So, hello. Born in Chicago.
So, you get pressed. What you repping? Like, what you drinking?
All the time I get pressed.
No,
all
I'm
the
saying,
time.
If I press you right now, like, what you jacking? You from Chicago or Memphis?
I'm from both.
Now you getting beat up.
No, my friends always had something to say about that. My friends be like, bitch, your birth certificate say you were born in Chicago, but you're from Chicago. But I'm like, but I went to school in Memphis, yeah. High school in Memphis, so what the fuck? I should claim Memphis then, huh?
She'll set tripping ass up.
Get your shit together.
What's that shit called? Military babies claim I'm a military baby.
They say they're a military baby. They don't claim shit.
Nigga, you ain't in the military. You ain't
I think
in
it's
military.
Based off of, like, where you was raised at.
That's what I said. That's what
where
I
you
think.
Grew up, where you learned.
I went back and forth, though, between my mom and my dad. I was in Chicago for years, and then I was in Memphis for years. I was...
So let me get to the first topic, you know, the ports. We talk about things going on in pop culture and society. So, Donda's finally out.
Donda.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it yet.
You sleep. You waiting for that Drake, huh?
I am going to listen to Drake.
She going to listen to Drake at 12:01.
Because at the leaked Donda, I mean.
Well, niggas have been listening to Donda
for
the past two months. Like,
it wasn't really, because I've never been a Kanye West fan like that.
How are you?
Huh?
What'd you just say?
30.
You know what
I mean? I just never listen to him.
You don't listen to him? You ain't got no Yeezy, nigga?
Shut okay. Your ass.
A lot of niggas don't like Kanye, though. I know a lot of niggas
don't like Kanye. Well, a lot of niggas don't like Kanye now because you took their ass off the album.
Okay.
Niggas is sick. But I heard Soulja Boy verse on that,
That shit
was ass. That shit was awful.
I don't even play that shit. What did you even say? Did you even say anything?
Draco.
He's not a real rapper for real.
Draco.
Yeah.
Draco.
She make it head ass.
Soulja Boy. Soldier.
Yule.
Nah, Soulja Boy, that shit was ass.
That shit was
a double
ass.
Stack of ass.
You shouldn't even play that shit.
Would have went double acrylic.
He wouldn't have got, bro.
Double plastic. That shit was doo-doo.
You said that shit to Kanye, he said.
Delete.
What's that meme, that Bow Wow meme?
Yeah, he shot that shit, like, when Kanye was going up in the sky, he shot that shit out the fucking roof. Get this shit out of here.
Get this shit out of here.
This shit is whack.
That shit was whack.
But, yeah, niggas is mad at Kanye. Chris Brown's mad as well. But, hey, man, the album.
That's why he said that.
In that song, though, I don't even hear him in that song.
The album is slapping, man. Niggas get dropped every day. Niggas get dropped from a song every day.
Niggas get dropped from everything. Fuck the
time. Hey, man.
It's over with.
Also, y'all follow Erica Mena? Mena? Menya?
No, but I be knowing, like,
the tea. You be know. So, did you see the post of her having a little kid and a little son in the bed? She said, I finally got a real man in my bed.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
That was weird as fuck.
I don't think that was weird.
Why are you referring to a little baby as a man?
She was just throwing shade.
And now, and even that way, like, I finally got a real man in my bed. Bitch, what?
I don't think it was weird. She was just trying to, like, throw shade.
Nah, she probably think, like, she go It's her son, right?
Or yeah, it's her son.
Yeah, it's her son.
So she gonna raise a king. Like, she gonna make sure he a real nigga. She meant it like that.
I think she was just throwing shade.
She meant it like, I'm throwing fucking shade at Safari ass.
Yeah.
Because he ain't
it wasn't that deep. It wasn't that deep.
That nigga, he's not a real man. He's a baby.
If you know Erica.
He may grow up to be a fuck nigga. How you know?
You don't raise
their kids to be fuck niggas, but it's a bunch of fuck niggas in the world.
Some genetics.
You think so?
No, I don't think so.
You just got trifling.
Yeah, you just got trifling. Some girl end up hurting
you. Or your parents was trifling.
Nothing with your mom.
Parents
be doing their best to raise non-fuck niggas.
I don't think all of them do.
It's a lot of parents out here that don't even give a fuck about raising their damn kids.
They don't. I used to be a social worker. It's trifling as parents.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, everybody don't raise their kids the right way.
They raise their kids to the best of their ability.
And some ability.
Some
of
them don't.
The
they just be there.
No, wait till you pass it. I just took your shit. But for real, Erica was being petty as fuck. If you know Erica.
I don't know Erica.
If you know Erica, you know she was being fucking petty. I love Erica.
You know
Erica.
Her from it. You social media and
social
TV.
Social media and TV, she be on some get back type
but
shit.
But she even said she was being petty.
I don't even follow her.
She's hurt, y'all. She's fucking hurt.
What the fuck that is.
Like, she's hurt. Some women, they can't handle that shit and bottle that shit up. They gotta let that shit out some way, somehow. And especially if you ain't got nobody to talk to or you tired to talk to, you wanna let the world know. Cause she let the world know that he was trifling as fuck. He cheated on her while she was pregnant. They was married. And he just on some bullshit. So shit, she's still on that. Shit, she fucked up his clothes. She like bleached his clothes and cut up his shoes.
Then sent him like
40 bands and was like, here go the money to start getting your shit back together. Like,
petty. Why are women so toxic?
We not toxic. Stop cheating. Y'all don't understand. We get when we. Let me hit this blunt. If I spit these facts to y'all ass.
Y'all why you look like Jody Mama when she smoked that cigarette? Me and my greens.
You gotta go, Jody. That shit funny.
You gotta go,
fuck.
Jody.
That shit funny. But no, like, men, like, women will be holding you down and having your back and be putting they all into a relationship. And then to end up getting fucked over is like literally getting stabbed. Like, you really feel like, you just motherfucking just killed me.
Why y'all think only women be loyal, though? Y'all always say that, like, women hold you down. You don't think niggas hold women down?
I've learned that it's some good men out here, and
you learned it?
Yeah, I mean, from stories I be hearing, I'm like, damn, bitches.
I have to learn.
I was like, damn, bitches. We're
not talking about good niggas right now. We're talking about bad niggas right now.
Why we want to highlight the bad niggas?
I'm talking about Erica. I'm talking about her pain that she going through, whatever. And that shit lashes.
Well, that's what she get for cuffing a nigga that be breakdancing. That nigga was known for pop locking, and you decided to make him your king. That nigga was behind Nicki, like.
That wasn't the only thing he was behind Nicki doing.
At all.
Ugh.
What?
Ugh. I know you didn't say ugh.
That ain't none of my business.
I'm just saying, but that hurt. Comes into pain, and that pain come into anger, and now everyone must die.
Yeah, but that's what Corbin
is. And she's Hispanic. She's Puerto Rican, I think.
What the fuck does that mean?
We fucking cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, nigga.
Yeah, they crazy.
We crazy as hell.
She crazy.
Different.
No, we were like crazy. We like crazy, crazy, like.
You
dealt with a lot of Hispanic women in
my mother is Puerto Rican.
Your mom is Puerto Rican. Oh, yeah, you're Puerto Rican.
She Puerto Rican.
You Puerto
that means you Puerto
too.
Rican.
It's your mama.
She crazy. I love my mother. She crazy.
She Puerto Rican.
And she crazy. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Women are crazy.
Throw a deli on body at your head and come kissing. I'm sorry.
Well, how are men crazy?
It be some crazy niggas out here.
Okay, it is crazy niggas out here. God, but I feel like
all women treat men like we Hitler. Like every nigga is just Hitler.
Every nigga's evil.
Until you show me otherwise.
So we got to deal with the shit that another nigga did to you?
No, but you got to deal with us being like reserved as fuck for a while. until we try to see like really what you really on.
Girls move based off like the nigga that approach y'all. Y'all don't.
I automatically think every nigga is a liar and a cheater.
Why?
Until you show me otherwise, this what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's what you're going to think. Just like if I was to walk up to somebody, they're going to be like, oh, she bougie and she a bitch. And they're going to move accordingly until I prove otherwise. Like,
ain't you?
What? You first of all, bougie. You know I ain't bougie.
You is bougie.
And I ain't no bitch.
She a goofball and a hippie.
Okay. And those are facts. But yeah, you got to do that. Like, when you approach a woman, what do you think? You don't.
It depends on the type of woman I'm approaching. Like, I feel like, you know, and a lot of women can't handle this truth. But like, shit, you don't. All women ain't created equal. Like, in the eyes of the nigga that's pursuing them. Like, shit, some women that a nigga just want to beat, and some women that a nigga like might really want to have some long term shit with. But you can't walk up to a woman and just say, hey, man, I just want to goddamn put my dick on your face.
But how do you just?
You never can figure out with the nigga, like, what the fuck?
Because if a nigga just tell you the truth and that be it, you know, it'd be cool. But a nigga can't really tell you the truth.
Yes, they fucking can. Yeah, I was about to say. Yes, they can.
A nigga can tell me the truth.
Yes, they can.
Please tell me the truth.
So
please.
So if a nigga walk up and say, damn, I really want to do something I did.
I'm not gonna talk to you.
What if you want to suck his dick?
I don't like sucking dick like this.
Okay, what do you like doing? You like back shots?
Yeah, but I ain't cool. Like fucking like that.
So if he be like, okay, yeah. So like, she really ain't on that, then she ain't gonna.
I haven't had sex in over a year.
Oh my god, you said that last time you was here. You see how you? You said no, that last
I
time
be
you
going long
run the tape,
of time.
Run the tape back.
I go long periods.
You was
of
just
time.
Here like last November.
No, I was not. Oh,
it was.
Last November. I still haven't had sex.
So it would have been 2 years.
No, last November 2020.
Yes.
I haven't had sex since March 12th of 2020.
How are you, bro? It's been 1 year. She got three bodies.
No. Right. No.
First of all, she named the date. So, you know she for real. She named the date.
Nah, yes, it do.
I got baptized on October 11th, 2001.
Okay. You remember it because it's significant.
I got baptized on June 21st, 1990.
You just threw that out there.
I did get baptized in 2001. Now, you see, I told you a date, y'all.
Just assumed it was right.
That couldn't have been. How you even know that was a Sunday? You just assumed?
Because I know the last person I had sex with, and when last time it was. It was right before the pandemic.
Believe it or not, there's some girls out here that ain't just fucking.
Right.
That's also what I hate. Women love acting like they don't like dick. Yeah, like y'all don't like sex.
It's some people that don't really like sex like that.
But some girls like.
Just don't ask
like,
me
but
about
it's some bitches out here that do like.
When was the last time a nigga asked you about your sex life?
Oh my god, like
that's so childish.
That the nigga that a new nigga.
Yesterday.
If it's a nigga that you was involved with, of course, because y'all should tell somebody like if you involved with him, hell yeah, he need to know.
What you say? Ask him about like their body count. Or would you ask them?
No, like ask him if you fucking somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I feel like yeah.
Even if y'all fucking with a condom.
Yeah.
Yes, nigga.
Okay. I'm just asking. But who business is that?
If we fucking, it is our both of our business.
If we're fucking,
but niggas
like,
not gonna
as
tell the
a
truth.
Like fuck buddy or
fucking regardless. I want to know. Like I'm kissing you and a nigga nutting on your face and all this shit.
It's none of your business.
It is. I need to know.
But y'all be fucking other bitches. And y'all not finna say
I don't
want to
know. I mean, I guess when I'm like eventually fucking with a nigga for a long period of time, like fucking him consistently, but if I'm just not talking to you and I meet you maybe like the first night and I decide to have a one night stand with your ass and I fuck you,
well,
like,
that's
I don't
none
expect
of his business.
For you to be like, okay, even if it's a three night stand, I'm fucking
there's
three
no
days.
Such thing. It's a three night
yeah,
stand.
Yeah, if y'all on a cruise, y'all fucking out of the cruise.
I'm just saying like, when does that become your business?
Because once we become,
no, when does it become your business? Like
once we become like, you know, this is a like more than one time, two time, three time thing. Like it's consistent. Like
okay.
I'm investing in you and your emotions and shit like that. Like
after
is you
3 days,
shit,
God damn,
it happened in 3 days.
Cuddle bear,
I am.
I can't tell the way you be talking on fucking social media.
He just be talking.
It really be cap. Really be lying.
Run the tape.
I
run that shit.
I really be lying.
Boy,
no, fuck you. Because when I say some shit, you be like, you ain't no cheater today. Yesterday, you
I really,
cheater.
No, I'll be honest about the shit. I be looking for, like, damn, I need a girlfriend today. Like, I don't want to be lonely right now. Like, in this for this next span of 8 hours.
It get like that. You can't
8 hours?
Yeah, like, who want to be my girlfriend for the next 8 hours?
Taking
boy,
that.
Shut your ass up.
Niggas just want everybody all just to Oh, hell you.
Yes, nigga.
Yes. You are my master.
Yes. Thank you. You finally get it. Thank you. Thank you. You finally get it.
All right, bitch, I'm done with you. Now let me go fuck this. Like, what? Now let me go fuck her over here with the fatter ass. Fuck you.
Yeah. Exactly. And precisely.
Exactly. Us women know that. We ain't going.
Women do that too.
Yeah, women do it too. Mm-hmm.
So what the hell is the problem?
The problem is y'all niggas
find
started.
The ones that want to do this.
I want to do it with you, so calm down, relax, and just get with the program.
No, just find one.
Okay, that's fine, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. We can do that. You can do that. Just know I'm going to do it too. And then when you find out, don't be hurt about the shit. Don't be like, oh my God, kill me, because I'm over here fucking with this nigga over here.
Fine.
That ain't
if
fine.
If you disposable, hey, you know, do what you do.
Nah, you don't want me to be disposable though. You want you like, damn. I was trying to make her disposable, but she not.
Anyway, let me get to my next topic. So like we said earlier, the Donda album came out and a lot of people were upset that Marilyn Manson and DaBaby were on stage.
That shit was weird as fuck.
He's on the album.
I ain't talking about the baby. I'm talking about the Marilyn Manson.
He's on the album.
It don't matter. He weird as fuck. Like, the shit just looked weird as fuck. He's all super gothic ass.
He's on the album.
Kanye's weird.
Yeah, say, but still.
Kanye is weird.
And the nigga got, like, sexual allegations right now of raping.
Which brings me to my point. Mm-hmm. When niggas are canceled, are you really canceling them if you're only canceling the songs that they make? Like, let's take a nigga like R. Kelly, right?
Okay.
R. Kelly has produced and written for a lot of people. He has a lot of features. But the only thing you're saying is I'm not listening to the R. Kelly songs.
I'm still listening to R. Kelly, but I don't fuck with R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I've seen people like, oh, y'all niggas still listen to R. Kelly? But be like listening to Aaliyah and other songs that R. Kelly has produced and written. Like, you're still supporting this nigga.
I mean, but he don't make money from his songs.
But you're still supporting R. Kelly's art.
He not making money from it.
And the average nigga don't know that. Like, if you in the music industry, yeah, but niggas don't know what niggas produce.
But if you gonna, right. you gonna get on your high horse and say, hey, I'm not fucking with R. Kelly, and you still fuck with R. Kelly, what's wrong with you?
You have to have the knowledge. Yeah, you have to have the knowledge. You can't be mad at somebody for supporting something that they don't know.
I'm from New York. That's like what we do all day. Niggas gotta argue blind and not know what the fuck they talking about.
Yeah, I don't support R. Kelly, but I definitely still listen to his music.
You tell niggas, I never bet you.
Well, do you listen to R. Kelly?
I don't try to. If it gets played by somebody, like, I don't like the fact that it's on.
You just gonna be mad listening with R. Kelly?
I mean, I just don't never.
You just gonna be in the corner frowning with Step in the Name of Love, come on?
I'm just gonna be like, damn, this that damn song.
I feel like some R. Kelly songs is hard to listen to right now. Like,
oh God.
That my mind's telling me no shit. Like, that's kind of sketchy.
No, I can't listen to, you know, The World's Greatest by R. Kelly?
Yeah.
I can't listen to that song.
Why? I just don't never heard it.
That's because it's just like, oh my God, like, I am a hero. Oh, no, you not, bro. Like, I just can't hear
The R. Kelly song, I still listen to Trapped in the Closet. Because that shit is fucking hysterical.
Because he was in the closet. You heard about them little boys coming out?
The men's too, allegedly.
That's what I said. You heard about them coming out?
I mean, I knew something was up when that girl transferred to a whole nigga that was like his girlfriend.
You can't be that deep into sex and not want to have sex with like a dude. Like, you can't.
He was too fucking freaky.
Ignition is my shit too.
This my shit too.
And feeling on your booty.
What we're gonna do is not keep naming his songs and then like we fuck with these songs because we do not. No. I do not fuck with R. Kelly.
I don't fuck with R. Kelly either.
So
I do not fuck with him. And his ass going down these times. He going to fuck down.
Booty.
You're so fucking.
Booty. What you got? This
week? All right, so. I was talking to somebody, right, for a little minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when me and him had linked up, like, he realized that I don't have his number saved in my phone.
It's your ex?
Nah. It's just somebody, like, I was talking to, whatever. And I ain't had a number saved in my phone, and they felt some type of way about that.
How did you end up looking at your phone?
Like, I was showing, like, a message, like, no, I did, see?
Yeah.
And it's like,
damn.
You panicked.
You ain't got my number. I don't care about that though.
Was it like you sent a screenshot or y'all was like in person?
Nah, No, he was in person. I was like, no, you didn't say that. Look, you said this.
How
long
y'all was talking? Like, texting?
Like, maybe 2 weeks, but we would probably talk every day in them 2 weeks.
That's, man, this nigga tripping.
He tripping.
That nigga tripping.
Yeah, I don't see people.
I'm talking about on the phone for a long time, maybe like texting a lot.
I'm be honest.
For like 2 weeks.
Though. He thought you was, you look like a good girl.
No, I tell him innocent. All the time I'm toxic and don't but take anything that I say seriously.
She's like baby J-Lo.
You like Emmett girl.
From that block.
Yeah.
I'm still from that block. Hey, but yeah, so... How long are you supposed to be talking to somebody before you say they know?
I'm
I feel like it's gonna go somewhere.
I don't save numbers
I'm be honest. Like I used to be what's the word? Like you paranoid about some shit that might happen, like
paranoid.
Not paranoid, but like superstitious. Superstitious. So I used to be like, whenever I would save a chick number,
It'll go south
as soon as I save the number. So I used to not save numbers.
Deep down, I mean,
but then it started going south anyway.
Yeah, like it don't matter. I got friends like from years, maybe like 4 years, number still ain't saved.
I only say,
but you recognize it. But the first 3 digits after the error code.
Yeah, I just feel like naming the number. This is just me on some weird shit. I just feel like naming the number is giving it too much like personality. Like,
am I gonna say?
Of course. Like, if I do business with you or something like that, I'll save your number. But if I don't want to see your name like popping up on my shit, like, or a little nickname I made up for you, I just don't want to see it. I know it sounds weird, but I'll just rather your number pop up.
I'm getting better though. I organize my shit now. I come across mad people, so I gotta save it. But most girls, like, if I get it in person, I save it because I let you put the number in.
Yeah.
Well, most times I put my number in the girl phone. I be like, just text me. Cause some girls be weird, like.
Yeah, for sure. That's it.
If I give you my number, it's because I'm interested. But if I take your number, I'm not interested, and I'm probably not gonna.
But I usually don't give girls my phone. Like, I just let me see your phone. You can text me if you want to, like.
Well, see, I usually copy and paste because most of my numbers come from Instagram. So,
yeah, like if you give your number to a chick and she texts you, then you know, like, shit, she won't talk. But if you get her number and you text her and you don't hear nothing, shit, it is what it is.
Like, I usually just take the phone though because I forget too. I got bad memory. I'm not a good texter.
I hate when I meet a fine nigga and I give him my number and that nigga never texts me. I'm like, bruh, the fuck? Why the fuck this nigga ain't texting me?
Because he know you're not fucking.
Nah, sometimes you believe this.
Have you been curved before? Besides that time?
No, because I don't initiate it.
Oh, I've been curved before.
I'm too
good. You deserve it.
I've never shot my shot.
I was like, I can't believe he curved me. Like, he dead ass was like... I'm good, shorty.
Damn. Girl, my ego would be fucked.
I'm going home, man.
I've never shot my shot at a nigga. I just feel like I never. I'd rather the nigga do it.
We end up being friends, though.
Pussy.
We end up being real good friends.
Like, even on Instagram, if I, like, I'm just going to like a whole bunch of pictures.
That's true. Yeah, so question. How do you.
That is not shooting your shot.
How do you shoot your shot at somebody, but you think. They might have a lot of emotion going on. Like, you know that you will be competing with a lot of people if you, you know, like, start your bid type shit. Like, how do you approach that situation?
Lacey sneakers up getting the game, nigga.
Yeah, nigga,
signing up for it.
You gotta
now you get to the front of the line.
Them niggas put their pants on 2 times at a time, like, one leg at a time, like me.
Drop 40.
I said that shit all wrong.
Drop 40.
Yeah,
you're
so annoying.
Yeah, because
I'm not that bold.
You know when the chick got motion.
My thing is, these days I feel like there's some niggas like you have to approach. There's be niggas that you want, especially me. I feel like it's harder for me because a dude will see me and be like slightly intimidated or feel like I got a lot more going on than what he thinking I got all types of shit going on, but he don't even know. Well, so he ain't gonna say nothing to me because he ain't even really trying to go there.
So you like shy niggas.
So then I'd be like, okay, no, not just shy, but just niggas who just, or even a nigga, he might just have a lot going on and his pride, like, nah, I wouldn't do that type shit.
I just wouldn't ever talk to
that.
I mean,
what you trying to fuck or you trying to be that like your nigga?
I mean, you don't be knowing how you go until you start talking to him.
She talking about somebody though. You don't hear her like she just.
She's specific, right?
This is how I talk all the time. I always be. I speak into details of some experienced shit. Cause how else would I know if I ain't experienced it?
You know what I'm saying? What's your intentions with the person? What you talking about?
Anybody.
In that situation.
Just but to get to know
she
you.
Still wouldn't know until she I'm not gonna approach. You.
So y'all don't. So you don't shoot your shot at all. You're not gonna walk up on a nigga.
No, that's what I'm telling you now. That yes, I do. I do walk up on niggas because some guys be like kind of either intimidated to talk to me or they feel like that I get approached too much by so many different types of niggas that they just gonna not approach me like prideful type shit. Mm-hmm. So.
But you don't shoot your shot. So even if you see a nigga that you like.
I'm gonna give you a look, and if you don't catch on the look, then shit.
You don't feel me thinking about you? Why women don't shoot they shot?
I know some women shoot they shot. I'm just not shoot mine. The most I'm doing is liking pictures.
I'm talking like in person. You see?
No, I'm just trying to give you a look.
You like a crybaby, right? Like you emotional?
I don't think I'm emotional.
You cry a lot?
No, not
like with your nigga? No.
I've been single for 7 years, so I ain't been crying with nobody anyway.
Before
must
that,
nice.
He was crying.
Must be nice. But no, if I was going to approach a nigga like I want to fuck him, I wouldn't have a problem with approaching him because I would just hit him with a shit. What's up? That's it.
What's your I want to fuck look?
My I want to fuck look?
Yeah.
This.
Goofy ass nigga.
Exactly. That did not look like I want to fuck.
At all.
I don't do looks. I can't control my facial expressions. You should know that by now.
I know. You have a very expressive face. That's why I'm making the memes of your ass.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So, like, I can't do a face to a nigga because I don't know what it's going to do. So, I just tell him straight up, like, shit, what's up?
So, with that dick, nigga.
No, I'm just saying, shit, what's up? That's all I'm going to say. You should know exactly what I'm talking about if I say that.
Yeah, I'm not
there,
bro. I don't do
that. I'm saying if
niggas,
I wanted to do that, but
man, niggas get kicked out the club. They do some shit like that.
I'm not coming up to no nigga. I'm telling you, the most I'm going to do, I'm going to walk past you maybe 2-3 times, give you a look, and if you ain't caught on, then...
I mean, I don't do this shit on a regular. I don't regularly walk up to niggas. I'm saying, like, it's been, like, maybe 3 times in my life that I've done that. But I'm saying, like, it's in me. If I want you, I'm going to go get you.
She got that move.
Yeah, I'm going to go get you if I want you, so.
Me and nigga be eyeing each other down across the club.
But see, I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time to be doing all that. You playing. I'm going to be like, see, look, you're not going to do it. It's cool. I got it. I already know what you want. What's up? What's up?
And then?
Shit, then we see what's
security!
Up.
Bitch, I'm out of my goddamn section.
Right. Bitch, I wasn't even looking at you.
Yeah.
I was not looking at somebody else.
Move them little cakes out the way. I'm trying to get your big booty friend in the back. That shit hurt, don't it? That shit would hurt.
Yeah. I didn't have shit like that happen to me before.
You don't lost out, nigga, because you ain't got no big surgery cake?
Oh, no. I ain't lose out on that. I ain't never losing out on no nigga. You crazy as fuck.
Cocky as shit, huh?
No, I'm just saying. I'm not saying that because I'm just saying because I know me as a person. I'm cool as fuck. You gonna wanna fuck with me?
Who told you this?
I tell myself this shit every day when I wake up and I look in the mirror.
What is it? Affirmations.
Affirmations. I know I have good pussy. My throat game is excellent.
Chill, dog.
My next question. Is a transactional friendship a genuine friendship?
Nope.
No.
It could become one though.
Say you got a friend that has like a clothing business, right? Mm-hmm. And they want you to wear your clothes to promote them and shit, mm-hmm. right? But they want you to pay for it.
Hell no.
They want you to.
You want
pay?
Both?
Purchase.
Wait, yeah. You want me to pay for your shirts and then wear them?
Or say you did. Say you did notice the shit, right? And you're like, damn, that shit nice. And you do pay for it. And then they're like, hey, shout me out on the show. Woo, woo, woo. But you was supporting their business, but you're a brand.
Right.
You get paid.
So now they got to support your business.
I mean, off the strength, if I wear it, I'm going to post and I post it. I just so happened to take a picture today because I thought I was cute. I tag them because it's my friend.
But you wouldn't expect to get paid for it?
No.
So I would expect to get paid eventually.
Yeah, I'm with her. Nigga, you got to pay me because
if we're friends,
once you introduce a dollar amount into the shit,
I'm saying you're asking me to sell a service.
No, but I'm saying no. My friends, I've supported me, and they've just posted off the strength. I didn't ask them nothing. And they just posted it and tagged it, and I would do the same, but they wouldn't ask me. I would just naturally probably
Saying don't do it at all. Like, yeah, whenever you feel like, yeah, I'm going to do this and I'm going to fuck with my friend because I support that. We talking about when it's like they coming at you like, oh, post it. Post it, post
People you've been on. He talking about like somebody you just meet. Like if you meet me today and I try to sell you some shit.
No, I mean like people you know. Your friends.
See, my friends don't ask me that. Like I just would support and just post just off.
I feel like that's the easiest thing you do. Like y'all cool. Like supporting is really easy and cheap. Like. Sharing some shit to your story is like the simplest thing you can do. Liking or commenting on a post is like really simple. So like when my friends don't do that shit, I'm like.
But you gotta take it to heart because I feel like sometimes my friends
I take it to heart.
I do too.
I take that shit personal.
I feel like some of my friends take that shit to heart.
I take that shit personal because especially if I see you doing that
really
shit for somebody else.
I really just be forgetting, man. I be forgetting.
See, sometimes my friend like call one of my friends out like, bitch. I know I ain't seen you post some other bitch's shit, and you ain't posted none of my shit yet. Fuck you talking about. She like, they told me to do that, friend. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm telling you now.
Sometimes I post my friend shit just off. Like, oh, okay, let me just post her today or whatever. But sometimes, like, if they ask me, I'm not fucked up. I repost the shit on my story. Like, I'm not going to be tripping.
Right. But if somebody, say I'm paying for a service. Or, yeah, I bought your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid full price. And then you asked me to promote your shit on my page. I don't care, friend or not. And you asked me to do that. Then I'm going to be like...
No, I'm not.
Yeah, because I'm a brand. I have followers who fuck with me. And you going to get paid off this shit.
Now... I feel like my friend, don't ask me to post this shit. I post it if I want to. I'm going to post it anyway, but it's just going to be when I feel like it.
If my friend asks me to post it, I'm going to post it, but.
But, like, people that you pay full service, and they be like, ooh, can you? Nah, bitch. No.
No, it's
you,
so,
you have a limit, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If I don't know your ass, do not ask me to post, and I pay, because, bitch, where my discount is.
Yeah, because when you start doing too much.
Now, it is some friends that shit. I'll pay for it, and I got them. I'll push your ass.
Yeah, some friends. But if I don't know your ass, and you did my lashes, and you talking about, no, bitch. No,
yeah, and,
I ain't posting.
And also,
shit.
If I don't care about the shit like that, then don't press me about no life. Somebody gave me some free shit for here before, and I was like, yeah, tag us. Man, I don't give a fuck about that shit. For real.
If I use it, I go and post it on my story.
But I don't be thinking about it. I don't, like... Especially if it wasn't no big deal for me. Like, I don't be thinking about
it. If I actually use it, then I post it on my story. I do use the shit. And I do like it. Why not? They gave it to me for free.
What you think, honey?
I mean, it come down to knowing your friends, too. Like, you got a podcast, so as a good business owner, you should always, like...
Oh, we got the price sheet.
But even if... I feel like, he got a podcast, and if my friend wanted me to, like, shout out something on the podcast or something like that, if she actually gave me something that would be beneficial to the podcast, I wouldn't mind shouting it out.
Right. That's true, too.
Yeah, but you just got to do your homework. Like, as a business owner, if it's worth it, it ain't hard, like, to sit in front of your face. You go on the gram, look at the views. You go on the YouTube, you look at the views.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all right, this is their reach. If you giving them, what, a $60 shirt? Say I get 10,000 views. Even if 100 people hit her up, she made a couple thousand.
Especially how we post this shit, because this shit go on TikTok, YouTube, Twitter,
you know
Instagram.
That's a part of being a business owner. You got to do your homework.
And that shit old with.
Fishowski. All right, I got another question. So this is about people with kids, parents, and shit. You probably...
You got kids?
I got a daughter.
You got one?
You know I ain't got no damn kids.
Yeah, because you got to fuck to have kids.
Shut your ass up.
All right, so say your daughter's young friend gets pregnant. Let's say she gets pregnant at like 12 or 13. Are you allowing her to go to the kids' baby shower?
Baby shower?
Like how?
12 or 13.
I don't know. I ain't got no kids. I can't
remember. I'm saying, but like, if you did have a kid...
I don't know. This generation is different.
I know exactly what the fuck I'm doing.
What you doing?
First of all, we ain't even letting it get that far, that close to the baby shower. She pregnant? Y'all are no longer friends, boo.
What?
Damn, for real.
Damn. You're really fucking evil.
What? I ain't evil. I'm just telling you how the fuck I'm gonna raise my motherfucking daughter. She can hate me if she wants to. So y'all be friends when you get 18.
If your kid, you can reestablish this friendship.
Reestablish that bitch later.
Damn, that's fucked up.
What?
They still gonna be friends because they ain't go to school together.
Yeah, now they gotta be friends behind your back.
Yeah, okay, fine, they like fine. I'll answer friends. The initial question. No. She can get her a gift, but she ain't going to the shower. I'm sorry. I don't care if that shit sound fucked up. I'm going to have a conversation with somebody else that's going to have to give me reasons of why she should go. Because I'm not supporting. I don't want to support the fact that, like, I get it. She's pregnant. Whatever. That's a great thing. But I don't want to be support. I'm saying life.
Life.
I'm
saying bringing life.
Bringing life. But I'm saying supporting someone, supporting that is just like, I don't even want to give her the idea that
it's okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I get that.
But I will explain that to her, and I will tell my daughter that. We had a relationship to where I'd be like, look, that is not acceptable. That's not cool. And you can be mad at me, but you ain't going.
No, and you don't bring her this because...
You better not bring no motherfucking kids in. I ain't raising no kids. Matter of fact, we're going to the doctor right now.
She gonna be on her T.I.
Check
shit.
Check her now.
Exactly. You can't shield her from life, though. You obviously talked to her. Your daughter, like, you didn't raise the other girl. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
If they the same age and she could get pregnant, if it was my daughter and I don't got kids, so...
I'm just saying that's just not a...
You talk to your daughter, you get her on the same type of time, but you let her see it so she know. Because, yeah, it's going to be cute, the little baby shower, but when she losing sleep and got to deal with all that shit, then she going to know, like, all right, I'm not having no fucking kids.
That's true, too.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I look at it in a way as, like, glorifying it, I guess. Or supporting it.
If you feel
like something is wrong, that's true, too.
Some people got to see shit. Like, you could tell, nigga... The blueprint.
Because when she got that baby and she crying and all this shit, she telling her, like, girl, oh, I'm so bad. Yeah,
she
can't go nowhere. Regardless if she go to the baby shower or not.
But the baby shower, they ain't got to have the baby yet. She took my one life hit. Like, when she 12 and got to raise a kid, nigga, yeah, she got to see what that shit really had for her.
Listen.
Then she was like, all
right. My heart is telling
me. You was right. Like,
I don't know how I'm going to deal with that.
So on the flip side of that, if it was your daughter, would y'all even be having a baby shower?
If it was my daughter,
nope.
I don't even want no kids, so.
I'll be incarcerated.
Hell no, she don't. I can't really relate.
I'll be incarcerated.
This is tough.
It's real questions. Yeah, real questions, JoJo.
This is tough. Because
you have your daughter have
because
a kid.
It's just like a punishment. Like if you be bad, like you don't do great, like you don't like get good grades, you're not having a birthday party. I don't give a fuck if your birthday's next week. Oh, the birthday party is
but
terrible.
I don't think. But that's. Like, I feel like baby shower is more so to help with buying shit.
Okay, man. You'll have a registry.
But people ain't gonna do no registry if you ain't got no goddamn baby shower.
Yes, they will.
Your family and friends.
I was in a big ass group message due to the irresponsibility of my child.
We're
she
not
will not be having a baby shower. Registry is in the link below. Love you guys.
Kissy face XOXO.
Okay. 12? Y'all gonna beat the... What? You crazy as shit balls.
I'll probably kill a nigga.
What? Everybody is dying.
If it was my daughter, I ain't got no kids either. But shit.
12?
You think we finna celebrate? That's really what it is. A celebration for the baby.
So you won't have a gender reveal or nothing.
We're not having shit. And I'm
we barely having this baby. The fuck?
Shit. And I'm beating that nigga up every time I see him.
I might kill him.
Yeah, like,
I'm beating that nigga the fuck up.
Well,
like, I can't eat. Right.
My princess.
I ain't start humping till I was 17. You 12? Shit.
Damn, you didn't start having sex till you were 17?
17, bro. 17.
Wow.
Right, it was, as a matter of fact, it was the spring semester of high school. It wasn't fall. I was about to leave that motherfucker. I think I probably had 2 or 3 more months left in high school. Wow. But once college hit, boy, I made up for lost time. Let me stop. JoJo, you got anything else?
Yeah, so, hold on.
I got a new phone, y'all. Last week I was stressing.
Yeah, you were.
I couldn't. I had to send JoJo the notes because my shit was not charging at all.
And I have some caps. So listen. So I seen this post where this couple had a destination wedding in Jamaica.
I was talking about
there was a lot of people who didn't show up. So they sent the couple sent invoices to the people who didn't show up, like, you owe me this amount of money because you didn't show up and you RSVP. Is he wrong for that?
I mean, to each his own, but I wouldn't pay. I wouldn't be paying their ass.
If it's my man's, I'm paying it. But
because that shit costs.
So he was. I mean, I would have been there, but I'm not.
Right. But what he was saying was, they asked for everyone to RSVP, if they were coming, because they had to pay for their seat in the wedding and their plate, which was $240 a piece.
Yes.
So they had to come out of pocket for that, expecting for them to show
up.
Well,
that's how it is in most weddings.
I mean, it depends. I don't know.
Yeah, but if I ask you to RSVP and you RSVP, then you got to be there, like, because I'm putting my money. Because guess what? Because if I didn't, you didn't have a plate and your ass showed up, you'd have been looking at me crazy on my fucking wedding day.
Nah, I fuck with that. If that's my man's,
it depends on how close we are.
I throw something.
You RSVP to the wedding, you pretty fucking close.
Yeah, niggas, random niggas not coming to no wedding. If you coming to the wedding, you're pretty fucking close.
I be knowing people. I be seeing people at people wedding that I was cool. I'm like, bro, I know y'all ain't cool.
They probably was a plus one.
No, bruh. I be seeing motherfuckers. I be like, y'all must have had nobody invited.
Y'all just invited.
Nah, they fucked behind y'all back one time.
Okay. Y'all just inviting people.
Y'all inviting people that you used to beat to y'all wedding?
No.
Used to fuck on? I would invite my ex-boyfriend.
It's symbolic.
What?
No. I would invite my
ex-boyfriend. You said, how is it symbolic?
You gotta cut ties.
Oh, yeah. No, because me and my ex-boyfriend, we like really close. Like, we're really good friends.
Did y'all, that's why, this all makes sense. This is why you're not getting no dick.
But I met his girlfriend and everything. Like, I met his girlfriend.
Wait, so you have you're close with your ex? That close?
Yeah.
So that close to what? That you what with his girlfriend?
Like, I've met his girlfriends and stuff. Like, this my real friend.
Girl, please.
When the last time y'all fucked?
I don't
March, know. What is it? March 20th. March 2019.
Okay. 6 p.m. So, he my last boyfriend, so I've been single for 7 years. So, before, like, it had to be like 8 years.
What do you call a relationship? Because single for 7 years actually sounds weird.
Like, I haven't been in a committed relationship.
What's wrong with you?
Okay, this is my thing. I'm fucking at 30. I don't want to get in a relationship with nobody if I don't see potentially husband.
I feel that.
I don't believe in getting in relationships just to get in relationships. I feel like some people are good enough to date, but not meant to be in a relationship.
Wait.
So it's
you
dating.
Heard what the hell? What's
dating?
Did?
Some men, I like them and I like dating.
That makes sense to you?
What's dating? Tell them what dating is, because you could be dating.
Fucking me up.
Yeah, that don't make sense to the men in the room.
It is.
Cash, does that make sense to you?
Cash, not what a man.
No, we had to make sure it was like, just us.
The last guy. Well, one of the guys I was talking to, we was dating for 8 months. But I knew I never wanted to be in a relationship with him.
But what's dating?
Like, y'all see each other on a regular basis. Like,
was y'all fucking?
Yes.
Nigga, y'all was in a relationship.
No, we was not.
So you was seeing other people and you was seeing other people.
Yeah, I would date. What? I wasn't having sex with other people, but I was dating other people.
Because I hear this a lot, but I don't never understand it.
What you understand?
If you dating somebody, like,
for 7 months,
him, right?
Huh?
You claim him like you?
No.
How you dating? You don't.
This not my boyfriend. Why would I claim him?
Dating means consistently.
Y'all was consistently wasting each other's time.
Why
that
the
was
fuck
y'all
is
doing.
You? Let me fucking say it. What? Dating is continuously talking to the same person on a regular basis, and you.
Y'all
doing everything together.
Y'all doing everything people y'all, do in relationships,
so
which y'all, y'all just tight on. Right,
so
right.
I got a question. Y'all not in a relationship when y'all date, right?
Mm-hmm. No. Right. No, yes, no, we're not in a relationship.
Mm-mm, all right,
so, like, if another girl want to push up on him, say that they come to you, are you going to mention, like, y'all date?
Like, what you mean, come to me?
Like if she be like, oh, I'm fucking with such and such, are you fucking with him?
Oh, I
want
to fuck with him. Nah, not even.
Oh.
Yeah,
I
want to
fuck with him.
Oh.
Are you, we date?
I definitely would mention it.
How? Why?
I'm not mentioning that
I'm not going to say we in a relationship, but if she's telling me, like, oh, I want to fuck with him, do you know him? Yes, I've been fucking him for the past 8 months.
Oh, man.
Sound
like a relationship to me.
No.
Y'all was definitely
but
in a relationship.
I would say we're not in a
this
relationship.
Is why, this is
I
why women be making up labels.
I do believe in labels, but we weren't in a relationship.
That makes sense to you, though?
But she yes. said she could do whatever she can do. And
I was dating other people. He was dating other people. We had an understanding. So we was honest with each other. Because the bitch telling me. The fuck it needs to be mentioned.
This don't make no fucking sense.
It makes sense to me.
I mean, me personally, any nigga I'm fucking with, I don't care if it's 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, if a bitch asking me about him, bitch, he off limits. Fuck you. You better go ask him. Don't ask me.
Right, bitch.
Fuck we you talking about. Together.
Nigga.
I ain't gonna say we together, but yeah. We got something going on.
So what turns date into a relationship?
When y'all both have the conversation, did y'all go together?
But y'all go together when y'all date if you're doing all that?
No, but when y'all have decided, this my boyfriend, girlfriend.
All right, boyfriend and girlfriend is dating or boyfriend and
boyfriend and girlfriend, we in a relationship.
Point blank. So who's dating? What you?
We just said. A person you
talk to. What's the labels y'all use?
We don't use.
Like baby, what?
Yeah,
like,
y'all say baby. It just depends on the nigga you talking to.
It's like you're really in a relationship.
You love him?
It can get there, yeah.
Was you telling him?
Y'all was in a fucking relationship. This is like a relationship.
Me and him never told each other we love each other. We never told each other we love each other.
I'm just trying to figure this out.
I don't remember last time I told a nigga I love him.
Because you're not fucking. 12
years ago.
Oh, I did used
March,
to say this
March
one nigga.
March 16th, 2019.
This one nigga, me and him used to talk. We used to say we love each other, but I didn't.
What happened on that day to ruin your shit that bad?
I went back to L.A. because the pandemic was starting.
Oh, damn, that was? Yeah, your shit dropped like the stock market. Pussy price was plummeting. The pussy stock went.
Shut your ass.
Oh, shit.
I'm so annoying.
Oh, man. What else I got written down? Oh, it's right.
Damn, here. It got hot up in this bitch. God damn.
Yeah, the heat is on your ass. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, y'all, either one of y'all can answer the question. So, if you linking with a chick for the first time, you going over a house, y'all kicking in, no sex, and it don't got to be sex, it could be sex, no, but y'all are chilling.
You and who?
You linking with a chick. So, a nigga coming over your crib. Okay. If you got a full bag of trash, do you expect them to take that shit out?
Yes.
Like, you got trash, the trash is full of your
crib. My nigga?
No, not your nigga, but y'all talking.
You coming over my house, you taking out that motherfucking trash, and this just on period. Because I don't even let niggas come out my house like this. The fuck?
You just use all the rest of our hands?
It was already gone. You see, I'm trying to dig in there.
JoJo.
I don't expect the nigga to do shit. But
that's the least you can do.
Just dig you down to leave, huh?
That's what you noise. Came for.
Damn, okay. Uh-oh. I like JoJo. Uh-oh.
But it's a nice gesture to take the trash out. Like, if a nigga be like, yeah, let me take your trash, I'm gonna be like, oh, okay. First of all, I got valet trash, so I'm not really gonna have trash. But if I do, and he does it, I'm like, oh, thanks.
If you don't, I'm gonna look at your ass crazy.
You're not gonna be invited back over?
I'm gonna say something. Or if it depends on how I feel, I might just stop.
The first link, yeah.
First of all, the first link ain't happening in my mother.
The first time he link it, no. The first time he at your crib.
Oh yeah, and if I see you walking out the door before you, I'm like, you ain't gonna grab the trash. It's the trash shoot right by the elevator. That's what I'm saying.
If I need him to take it out, I'll ask him. I don't expect him. To.
First of all, why the fuck is this trash stacked up like this?
It ain't stacked up like that.
It could be a little trash. Boy, shut
you
up.
You see it's full, take that motherfucker out. Ain't no
you
me.
Are you doing that?
I've done it before. Not like every time, though.
I feel like every time you see that
me and you would get along. Because like, if I'm not paying attention and you say some shit like that to me, huh?
I'm like,
nah, I definitely notice that shit because I'm being on
kitchen. I was about to say, like, I move around. I get comfortable if I go to somebody's crib. I want to see what the fuck going on. I'm nosy, so if I see
you definitely got to do a room sweep before you go over there.
I'm paranoid. I want to see this whole shit.
Yeah, you got to check. You got to really check the closets, the bathrooms.
Yeah, I don't really.
Yeah, for real. You don't want niggas jumping out while you mid stroke. It's the worst.
Fireworks.
It's dangerous. Nah, I'm to the point now. Shit, I'm telling my niggas my address. If we're going to a new chick house, I'm dropping the Addy in the group chat.
You ever got walked in on like a nigga? Like he was. Yeah, like it was fucking.
No, I'm not talking about no shit like that.
I was young though.
Oh, a girl's dad.
Yeah, I was like 18.
She walked in on you while you was.
Her dad.
I was getting head though. I ain't even beat.
Oh,
that's what
happened.
This horrible.
He didn't even catch her sucking dick. He called her, like, he opened the doors in the apartment. So she jumped up. She went outside. They arguing. She comes back in the room. He smacks the shit out of her in front of me. She got, like, the double closets, like how y'all got out here. He was short, though. I'm tall. I'm 6'2 now. So I was, like, 6'1". The nigga tried to grab me. I pushed him. Lost my favorite fucking shirt.
He must ripped it, bitch.
Nah, he ain't ripped it. I had a tank top on. I was relaxing. I had to... You know what I mean? I didn't think he was gonna come in the room. I'm thinking the nigga gonna dip. I pushed him. I ran down the steps.
Make it?
Nah, I have my shorts on. I'm a New York nigga. I don't get. Gotta stay tactical. I just had to take my shirt off.
Tactical.
Summertime.
Damn.
I never spoke to her after that. She hit me up like once. She said I hit the nigga. I said I ain't hit him. I pushed him.
She was mad at you?
Yeah.
Jojo, you signed with your dad if he. Who you sad with? In situations like that. Like, your dad.
He smacked the shit.
Niggas giving me good dick. I'm going to have to go with. No, just laying. I'm my dad, of course.
No, I'm saying, like, say hit you. Like, yeah, say, right. like he come too. Down, like, your family come down for Thanksgiving. Yeah. Your daddy catch you getting back shots in between the meals.
She grown, man. I'm grown.
Like, he was looking for a bathroom. Like, oh, it must be a bathroom. Oh! What's this clapping now? Sounds.
That's horrible.
What would you do?
I would cry. I would run away.
Did you move?
Y'all move. Change my number.
Same day.
That shit funny as fuck, though. I'm old now, but still, that's embarrassing.
You choosing your pops?
You choosing your pops over your,
over my man?
Yeah, like your pops.
It's my daddy. He raised me. Y'all crazy.
He hit fuck. You.
My daddy ain't gonna hit me, but okay, he hit me.
So hit me too? Nah, I'm good.
He my dad. He could hit me, right?
Yeah. What?
Nah, it's my grown ass person.
He's a grown ass adult.
Oh, at 18? I guess 18.
You're right.
Listen. He smacked
the shit out of her?
Smacked the shit out of her.
She went down. I ain't gonna be mad. I'm just gonna be like, bro, you're not supposed to hit my dad, bro.
And he's supposed to just get beat up by your pops? That's your daddy, not mine. Like,
dude, he probably beat the shit out of me. Still, little hot, short little nigga.
Damn, JoJo.
Gotta get going. Boosh.
Spanish. You got anything else? Uh-uh. That's crazy.
Spanish.
What? Oh, your daddy probably crazy, too.
My daddy black.
Oh, your mama Spanish. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me see what else I got before we get up out of here. Dun, 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 dun.
Duh.
Duh. What did you say?
I said Donda.
Donda, Donda, Donda. Said that last week. What the fuck you breathing so hard for?
Because.
What happened?
What?
Y'all still go through people's phones?
Yes.
Nah,
but I ain't had nobody to go through their phone, though.
Yeah, you really.
But when I get a nigga, I'm probably going to go through his phone.
I never really do that.
Do niggas go through?
Yes, I know niggas ain't went through.
Nah, cause we gonna find something.
Not necessarily.
I might fuck around. I might play with a girl. I'll text her, make some shit up with my boy. Girls be paying.
That sound like some toxic shit.
Nah, but I'm not going through your phone, cause you're not going through my phone. So
even if you say I can't go through your phone, I'm still gonna try to get through your phone.
You could try.
But I got a new nigga right now, so I'm trying to be not toxic this time.
I see with my phone on my inside pocket on the hip I'm laying on.
You know you had some shit in there.
Alright, so my last question is, are you selfish for not wanting to deal with somebody that has like extreme mental health issues?
No.
Like say
it
like
shit take a certain person.
No, I'm saying but like you shit. Find out like after y'all start talking that you just find some evidence of that shit. What's them having that shit. Know?
Like, yeah, it depends on what it is.
No, they like extreme bipolar, like multiple personalities. Like,
you're putting yourself at
y'all remember that? Y'all remember that movie Glass?
Yeah, that nigga was crazy.
Yeah, the nigga had like all the personalities inside.
Yeah, I couldn't fuck with a nigga like that.
Right, that nigga was psycho, bro.
I didn't say you had to. I'm asking, would you? Like, I like know, after you find out, like.
You would have to die. Like, somebody would have saying, to off that nigga, like.
No, I'm saying, like, you, like y'all talking, and then you just find out, like, one day he forgot to take his pills. And
I don't think
my name's Martha.
Nigga, what the fuck did you smoke? What was
yeah,
that
blood? Yeah, I don't think blood? I can. Arr, baby. Nigga just turned into a pirate.
I cannot deal with that
but
shit.
But you like him. You like him a lot.
Yeah, then
I don't like him that motherfucking much to wake up to another nigga every day. Who the fuck are you today?
The fuck? I'm Timmy.
One of my ex best friends, like, he, like, we all believe he is bipolar. And I've known that nigga since I was in his fucking.
Why y'all think he's bipolar?
He acts like a nigga with back. Like, if you talk to people, he has all different type of personalities. Like, you talk to one person, he's a drug dealer. You talk to one person, he's a social activist.
You can be a drug dealer and a social activist.
Then one person, like, he, like, super Christian. Like, it's video.
All that is realistic for a nigga.
No, bro.
That nigga's Kanye.
No, bro. Like, he was on the news talking about in, like, gun violence and shit. And then, like, it was just, and then he was, like, lying, telling people he was writing raps for Soulja Boy. Like, it was just too much.
Believable. All this is believable.
Bro, no. It was just too much. And then.
It was extra as fuck.
No, bro. He was just crazy as fuck. Mm. Nah, and I told him, I was like, until you go to the doctor and get checked, I cannot be friends with a stable person.
Wait, y'all weren't even in a relationship. Y'all was just friends?
It was too much. It was because he was a pathological liar. You never knew when he was.
Man, I got niggas that's capped now.
No, but it was, no. It wasn't even funny. Like, nobody never knew when he was telling the truth. It was out of hand. It was ridiculous.
I like people like that.
Yeah, I can't be friends with somebody I never know when your ass telling the truth. That's crazy. Why would I do that? Why would I be friends with somebody like that? And I told him.
No, you just gotta keep him on a short leash.
No, I told him. I said, until you go get checked and get on some medication, I can't be friends with a mentally unstable person.
So you
start.
He made it to the news. Talking shit. You know, bruh,
he was fucking crazy.
He lied in front of the
most
world.
Most people on the news be lying anyway.
He was crazy. Then, like, it was videos of him going to the altar at church. Like, it was just too fucking much. And then one day we got to argue. He tried to compare himself to God, and I was the devil. It was just too much. I was like, this nigga crazy. I can't be friends.
If you think I'm here to play around with y'all ass, God damn it, I'm not. That was him, huh?
Yeah.
I believe it.
Like, my friend, he went to go visit my friend, and she said, bitch, I go down. We went to church. I look on the screen, this nigga fucking joining the fucking church. He don't even stay out here.
That's what they ask you to do. They gonna ask, if you go to another church, they're gonna ask you 262 times if we got any new members.
The nigga did not even stay in the city.
Because niggas, they be trying to go, bro. They be like, hey, bro, I'm gonna just go down this week, end this shit. Bro, I need one more. God, the spirit is telling me we got one more in the audience. He gonna say that shit for 30 minutes.
Bruh, no, bruh.
Until the nigga, fuck it, it's me, bro.
The nigga crazy.
It's me, bro. Goddamn, bro. Take
so
me,
I definitely, bro. I feel the person.
You love you God.
No, he crazy.
You love God, he says.
Like, he gonna rant talking about his mama. I've known him and his mama since we was in third grade. Like, he just be lying on her on Facebook and shit. It just be crazy.
How you know?
Because I talked to her. Like, I know.
She probably lying.
She
to
didn't
you.
Even know I had to show her the shit from Facebook. She's not. She's. Know? I hadn't talked to this nigga in years, and his daddy was dying. He, like, put me in a group chat, a picture of his daddy in the fucking hospital bed. Like, some crazy shit.
Was he dying?
Yes, he was dying. But
so how was he lying?
No, it's the fact. Why the fuck you sending us this in the group chat?
Because y'all friends.
No, we not.
You said that
no,
was your
we
best
not.
Friend.
Back then. Goddamn.
She capped.
No.
You're a horrible friend.
No.
You're a horrible friend.
That nigga was crazy. He's probably going to see this on Facebook and fucking call me.
A world star.
He's going to fucking call me. Because he still, like, randomly FaceTime me. And I know. I just have a sense.
Yeah, what's his name?
No,
shout
I'm
him
not
out.
Shout out to you, Kanye. hey, man, that's episode 78. Y'all good? Y'all have fun?
Yeah. Damn, it's hot as fuck up in here. Y'all didn't pass the blunt or nothing.
You didn't say you smoked.
Yeah, you did say you wasn't drinking. I thought you was completely sober.
You've been talking the whole time with his
head. Yeah, you
because I thought eventually it was going to come down here, but it never came.
It never went past her. Like.
I'm like, damn, it's hot as hell up here.
I take the blame.
What the hell that got to do with you not smoking?
Because I'm like, they steady smoking. There ain't nobody pays like you smoke. Nothing.
Should I be like, can I hit the blunt?
I was going to do that, but then
shit, that was, see what happened when you don't shoot your shot?
Told you.
Shut your ass.
You
got to
roll up. See? Just a little bit left. You can roll this up anymore.
What you roll with the paper? Can you roll
the rolling paper thing?
Yeah.
You want to get on the yam cam again?
No, I don't.
Okay. It was a while ago. About a year. Almost a year.
Why you don't want to get on the yam cam?
Because that ain't my brand.
Oh, yeah. You are a brand manager now.
I'm just saying, that ain't my brand.
How can they get in touch with you so you can mark it down? You got some famous clients? Like Romeo?
Yeah, he's one of my clients. I work with him. I work with Michael Blackston.
Was that your idea to have him come out on that Versus?
Shut your ass up.
You are retarded. Michael Blackston and who?
I be working with Master P sometimes. I think that's all the famous people.
Okay.
Other people just.
How can they get in touch with you?
You can follow me on Instagram at AlexTheMediaGirl. Girl, what are you? Yeah.
Okay.
Period.
Big period. Yeah, that's episode 78 though. Big homie's house. You know, we got the homies in the building. Shout out big homie Hunter, big homie Alex.
Yeah.
Girl, what are you?
Mm-hmm.
And of course, big homie JoJo. I am big homie Kodak, and we out.